Well, I have a question from Phil.
Phil!
He put his name as Phil McGroin, so I don't think that's his real name from Philly. But here's a question that you would think would have an obvious answer, but doesn't. And I think he knew something about my story or something. But the question is, do I wish I never got burned?
Oh, my God.
Now, you know, wouldn't you think that the obvious answer of course I wish I didn't get burned. I wouldn't have fucking scars over half my body. I wouldn't have had to go through what I did. But when I really think about it, I'm not so sure I can say, yes, I wish it never happened, because it definitely shaped the person that I am. And I know for a fact I'm far more compassionate with any other issue that someone may have, because not only do I have the physical stuff, I have the, you know, the PTSD type issues as a result of that entire thing. And one of the other questions I had is, what am I most thankful for? And I would have to say, you know, a lot of things I'm thankful for, but
of course
not, you know, surviving. I can't say I'm thankful for it because I did it. So who am I supposed to thank? I fucking survived because I wanted to. So as far as being thankful, I would probably have to say, and get ready to fucking gag yourself again, but I'm probably most thankful for my wife, because she has put up with a lot of shit from me.
Was she was with you when you got burned?
No.
No.
But not long after, and she, out of all the people in my life, has had to deal with the PTSD bullshit, mm-hmm. and all the fucking quirky stuff, and she's had to deal with so much, and she never gave up on me. So.
God bless her.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I mean, not to mention that being married to actors is incredibly hard in itself without having the burns or the PTSD.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We're all weird, kind of effed up people. Like, I think my husband all the time and my kids that they deal with my insanity.
Right.
So that alone is difficult.
And with all the quirky shit that I ask her to deal with and she does it, you know, that's pretty, you got to be thankful for that. But as far as wishing I was never burned, I don't know.
No, because I see the way that when you interact with fans that have a disability, that have a scar, the way you can speak to them like heart to heart. Like, I've watched it. I've watched you cry with them. I've watched them cry with you. And that's healing for them, where they may not have had that before.
Right.
Because it's coming from them, from a celebrity this happened to. And that's really rare.
From your doc,
and special.
Too. Your documentary has helped so many people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's important to embrace things that do come into our lives, you know, and it's for a specific reason. Like you said, I mean, perhaps compassion to help others. And, you know, look who you are. I mean,
certainly not judgmental about anybody if they tell me they have an unnatural fear or anything. I'm like, well, you know, I know what you mean. It's nobody understands it but you, and that makes it so incredibly hard to deal with. So, you know, the fact that people tell me numerous times that they may have a pretty severely autistic son that I meet. And when they tell me, that's the first time my son has ever looked somebody else in the eyes. How is that not fucking powerful?
Huge.
You know?
It transcends the work. It's like, that's what it's all about.
So if that is a result of my having gone through what I did, then you know what? That's not bad. If other people can, you know, feel better about their situation because I went through some shit, that's a pretty good thing to have. So